Welcome to the Pep Talk Podcast, the podcast where we specialize in real talk that fuels your motivation. Get ready for a dose of positivity as we share empowering stories, offer encouraging insights, and deliver the pep talks you need to tackle life's challenges. I'm your host, Nina Hoskovy, and together we'll embark on a journey to boost your confidence, ignite your passions, and make each day a little brighter. Let's dive into the world of inspiration because you need a pep talk that leaves you ready to conquer the world. So let's talk New Year's resolutions. We're at the end of the first week of January, and all of the glow and excitement and glimmer around the fabulous new life that you're going to live when the clock struck 12:01 and it became 2024 has all come crashing down. Tell me if I'm wrong. How many of you at the end of week one are still committed to your resolutions? Because I am, actually. Mostly because I don't do traditional resolutions. What I can tell you about the resolutions you probably set: go to the gym every day, eat healthy, spend less time on my phone. These are all admirable things. It's not that they're bad goals to have, but you're starting from a point of setting yourself up for failure if you don't take the time to take a look at what you're already doing and how to integrate those goals into your reality. Unfortunately, the reality is that some of us look at our lives with rose-colored glasses on. We think of ourselves as healthier than we are. We think of ourselves as more disciplined than we are. Oh, I go to the gym. Maybe you actually only go once a month. But in your brain, you think, I go to the gym. Can you realistically look back at your schedule and see when you did the things that you say you're going to do? If you can, great. And it is difficult looking at that data sometimes. So I think it's important to keep in perspective that data is just data. It only takes on the valuation that we give it. If you look at your schedule and you say, I'm not going to the gym enough, ergo bad, big red X, you're going to look at this situation more negatively than you need to. Listen, data is just data. If you want to give yourself a hard time about something, I guarantee you can find a reason to give yourself a hard time, but that's not the point here. The point is looking at where we are right now and figuring out how to get to where we want to be. Well, how realistic is it to go from going to the gym 0 times a week to going to the gym 5 to 7 times a week? Quite frankly, it's not realistic at all. You are setting yourself up for failure, and you're setting yourself up to somehow believe that you don't have it in you to be that kind of person who goes to the gym every day. But you missed a few steps in between. There's your problem. Doesn't your GPS ask you where you are before it tells you how to get there? Mine does. So if you have no data for what you're currently doing in relation to your goals, how are you supposed to get to your goals? Let's go back to that example. You go to the gym once a week now. An easier resolution to commit to would be going to the gym 3 times a week. Is that sustainable? Yes. Is that manageable? Yes. Can you find 2 more days in your schedule to go to the gym because you're already going 1 day a week and you know what that feels like? You know what that looks like? You can compute the number of hours that you need to carve out in your schedule. We come up with these all or nothing goals, and then we call ourselves failures when we don't achieve them. But we forget that the most sustainable growth, the most realistic growth, is going to come from the small, non-glamorous steps that we add into our schedule based on the things that we're already doing. It's time to be realistic with yourself. It's time to be honest with yourself, where you spend your time, what you spend your money on, how you live your life, and align that with the goals that you have. But it's also time to give ourselves some grace and to realize that we're not going to change overnight. And it's unfair of ourselves to expect to change habits that we developed over a long period of time. It's not going to help you reach your goal if all of a sudden you're bullying yourself and screaming at yourself because you didn't achieve some kind of completely unrealistic, unattainable goal on day one. But if you didn't take the time at the end of December to look at what your life really looks like, and how do we do that even? For me, getting serious about my fitness, getting serious about my health, meant investing in a Whoop. Full disclaimer, this is not sponsored. I have no official connection with them. I would love one, but also I am happy to continue paying for my subscription every month like I do right now. And let me tell you, it has revolutionized my habits because I'm able to see a very clear picture of what I'm currently doing. When I first got my Whoop, I didn't make any big changes to my workout routine or my diet, my sleep schedule, anything like that, until I had a solid baseline of data from what it collects day in, day out. So it took about a month before I could honestly look at, okay, this is what my schedule looks like. This is what my workouts look like. Here are areas where I can improve very easily. Take the extra spin class, go to the gym one more time, eat one more healthy meal, add one more glass of water a day, add one extra step to my nighttime routine to make it more effective, and then I'm getting better sleep. Getting better sleep is going to revolutionize your entire life, let me tell you. So if you didn't take the time to do this work in December, quite frankly, you need to do it now. Do it now while you still have some semblance of motivation to commit to these goals. Because it's not that the goals are unrealistic or bad, or that you're a failure or that you're incapable. It's that you haven't set yourself up for success. You need to know how you're going to get there. It all comes back to that GPS moment. How do you know where you're going or what you need to do if you don't know where you're at right now? It might feel defeating to see everybody else crushing it with their New Year's goals. Let me tell you, they probably aren't. They probably are in the same place that you are, where you're sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I failed. It's week one, and I said that I was going to go to the gym every day this week, and I haven't even been once. Okay, be honest with yourself. Were you going to the gym before? Yeah, it's great to set out your clothes and have your snacks ready and get ready the night before. That's all well and good. These are not bad steps to be taking. But did you make an honest assessment of where you are right now and what you need to do to improve incrementally to get there in the long run? These resolutions are a 12-month process, and you're thinking about giving up after week one because you didn't give yourself the tools that you need to be successful. So use this podcast episode as a reminder that it is a long year ahead of us. We still have 51 weeks to go. So if you failed at week one, guess what? You have 51 more weeks to try. And that's all you need, is the time and the effort to make these little steps and to truly transform your life. Not for a week, not for a month, not for Instagram, not for some challenge that you do for 6 or 7 weeks. No. For the entire year. For your entire lifetime. If you build small, sustainable habits, I guarantee you, at the end of the year, your life will look like the life you wanted to have at 12:01 when the confetti was coming down and the champagne bottles are popping and everybody got their midnight kiss. Keep that vision, keep that energy, but let's do it smart in 2024.
Thank you for joining us on this empowering journey of self-discovery and motivation. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue receiving doses of inspiration, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Miss Nina H for exclusive video content. Dive deeper into the world of positivity and encouragement by following us on Instagram at Miss Nina H or Pep Talk Pod. Remember, your support fuels our mission to spread positivity far and wide. Hit that subscribe button, leave a comment, and share your favorite moments with your friends. Let's create a community that uplifts and empowers each other. Stay connected for upcoming episodes filled with pep talks, insightful interviews, and stories that resonate with your journey. Your presence makes this podcast thrive, and we can't wait to share more uplifting moments with you. Until next time, keep shining, keep growing, and never forget that you're capable of achieving greatness. Subscribe, follow, and let's continue this journey together. Until next time.